Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
A person describing himself as a man is on here asking me not to speak on behalf of all men. I really love a good scented candle, he says. Linking in with the earlier conversation, I brought aphrodisiac scented candles and I light them in the bedroom when setting the mood for a romantic night. Okay, sorry. Okay, time now for the watch list, our guide to the best new TV and film releases of the week, and I'm joined today by the host of the Screenland podcast, Brian Lloyd, and arts journalist with the Irish Times, Nadine O'Regan. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Let's do TV first. Nadine, Emily in Paris season 5 has arrived on Netflix just in time for Christmas binging. You a fan?
Oh,
sorry, I didn't know that was a difficult question.
Yeah, I threw her there.
Okay,
move on quick.
Let me rephrase that. Is it any good?
Oh, God, don't ask her that.
That's just as
okay,
hard.
Tell us about it.
Okay, so if you like kind of a combination of Selling Sunset, a travel show, and maybe Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210, then this is the show for you.
Okay, you're
fine. And
fan.
There is a reinvention in this new season, which comes out on Netflix on Thursday, because Emily is not in Paris. She's headed off to Rome, and she has an Italian beau, Marcello, and of course the love triangle is still there with Alfie and Gabrielle. Paris is there a little bit. I can't say too much at the moment because there's some heavy embargoes. But look, let's be honest. This is ambient TV. What is ambient TV? It's the kind of television that you watch while you're sort of doing something else. You know, you've come in from work, you're maybe pouring a glass of wine, you're talking to your partner, or you're just hanging around, folding the laundry. And you look up and you see a beautiful shot of Emily going truffle hunting in her impossibly high stilettos in the woods, while, you know, her Italian style is in the background, and you think to yourself, gosh, look at all those beautiful people doing fun and quirky things.
Okay,
and then you go back to whatever it was you were doing and you look up again 15 minutes later.
What
is plot?
Emily in Paris season 5.
Do we need it? These are the big questions.
There's a high recommendation. Brian, so Predators, this documentary on Paramount Plus.
Yeah.
People are saying this is the best documentary of the year. Now, it's about a TV show called To Catch a Predator.
Yeah.
Which, maybe start telling us what that
was. Yeah, so essentially what that show was an investigative reporter called Chris Hansen would set up these sting operations to catch child predators. And it would literally, he and his team would, you know, lay these kind of plots to catch child predators.
It was a huge TV show.
And then it became this sort of internet culture. The show eventually just petered out and all the rest of it and was cancelled. But then all these sort of copycats kind of sprung up and you had these like vigilante groups.
We've seen that as well.
And now it brings in even YouTube and the streaming era, you know, that there are people going around doing this on YouTube and have these whole shows. And what the show or what the documentary tries to, I suppose, investigate is what actually, I mean, other than the obvious, which is stopping child predators, what actually is this doing? Is this what the kids call clout chasing? Are they just doing this for clicks and monetization, or do they actually care about it, you know?
Okay.
And it's very interesting because, I mean, I know we were talking about the Sean Combs documentary. It's a similar thing in that it kind of examines the luridness that's kind of become with true crime documentaries now, that it's like, how much of this is actually journalism, how much of this is gratuitous and explicit, you know?
Yeah, okay, so that's Predators on Paramount Plus. So on that note, Nadine, like a few people have said to me, oh, you should watch the P. Diddy documentary, it's called Sean Combs, The Reckoning on Netflix, and I'm kind of thinking, do I need this in my life?
Yeah, you know, I felt the same when I started watching it. I was like, do I really want to go down this road? You know, we all know the story. He is currently in prison, in prison for 50 months, and was up on various charges, and including racketeering, and he was found guilty on 2 counts of transportation for prostitution. But, you know, P. Diddy was this figure in the entertainment industry who was seen as sort of almost harmless in a way, this outsized ego who loved to party, loved to, you know, he ran ran Bad Boy Records. He was also a sort of rapper and had a few big hits. And, you know, he popped up on celebrity couches, you know, for chat shows and the like. And then, of course, his world came tumbling down when that footage arrived on CNN of him in 2016 attacking his ex, Cassie Ventura, in a hotel corridor. So, you know, there's so much about this that actually I thought to myself, I really don't want to see this documentary. But then I started watching it, and it's executive produced by 50 Cent. It is extremely interesting. It has a massive, assembled massive patchwork of interviews with key figures from P. Diddy's past, and they have so much to say. There's a sense that there has been so much hidden for the past many, many decades, including, of course, everything to do with Tupac Shakur's death in the 90s. There's a lot of speculation around that as well.
So it's kind of a reckoning for hip-hop, one side of hip-hop culture in general, yeah?
It is utterly fascinating. You won't necessarily think that everything or every testimony that is made in this documentary is necessarily true. We don't know, but it is well made and well worth a look.
Okay, Sean Combs, The Reckoning on Netflix. Brian, Fallout Season 2 starts on Prime on Wednesday. I'd forgotten about this. It's a good old watch.
This was a great watch. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. Yeah, so it's based on the video game series of the same name. It's a great cast, and they've Kyle MacLachlan, Ella Purnell, Walton Goggins, Aaron Moden. And it's, you know, created and executive produced by Jonathan Nolan, he of Christopher Nolan's younger brother. So it has a bit of a pedigree to it. Very, very enjoyable. Like I say, I loved the original video game series. I think this is a great adaptation. One of the reasons why I think it works as an adaptation is the fact that, you know, it has a lot of the themes and kind of the ideas of the game that have transported very well into TV. So, for example, the kind of gallows humor that the game had, the TV series has, and does it very, very well. And also as well as the fact that it kind of talks about, like, really kind of big themes, the idea of, like, you know, would a class system still survive in a post-apocalyptic society? Yes, actually it would, because there are haves and have-nots, and that becomes even more pronounced in a scarcity
situation. Yeah, but equally, kind of leans into the silliness in
a way. Oh, God, yeah, totally. Yeah. Daft as hell, yeah.
Okay, so that's Fallout Season 2, starting on Prime on Wednesday. Nadine, Born That Way is an Irish documentary that's kind of been doing the rounds a little bit, but it's going to be on RT and the RT Player on Thursday.
Yeah.
This looks incredible.
Yeah, it's on Thursday, RT 1, 10:15 p.m. and it focuses on Patrick Lydon, who was 18 in the 1960s when he contacted the New York Times, I love this, to ask if they might be interested in him writing about a festival called Woodstock that was happening at the time. And he'd never written a word in his life, but his brother, his older brother was a journalist, and Patrick was very smart, very idealistic, and his family didn't have much money, but he won a scholarship to study English at Exeter University, and he became very disillusioned, I think, with life in America, and he travelled to Ireland where he met his love Gladys, and together the two of them became very, very inspired by the Campbell movement in Wexford, which was this community of, radical empowerment where people of different abilities were integrated into small kind of families in different setups, and they lived and worked on farms. They drove tractors. They helped each other, and they lived in a very nurturing environment for many decades. And he was obviously
not a them and us situation.
It was able-bodied people living and working alongside differently abled people, and the result was in the testimony that he gives. Sadly, he passed away in a few years back. He was diagnosed with motor neuron disease in 2021. But he talks about how theirs was a social movement. Controls came in towards, the latter phase, and suddenly the things that they wanted to do in terms of empowering people, they kind of got shut down a little bit. So the documentary also focuses on, I suppose, what it means to live a good life, but also what it is to help people who of different abilities thrive in an environment, and there's a very thoughtful exploration of that, and he gave his life to that. So I think while it is a documentary of one person, it's also a very interesting thesis on what it is or what we should be trying to do when we're trying to help others.
Amazing. Born That Way at RT1 Thursday at 10:15. Brian, we have 30 seconds to tell people. Is Avatar 3 Fire and Ash the big Christmas blockbuster?
It is.
Yeah,
very, very much so. Yeah, cinemas are expecting this to be the big film of the season. I will say it's embargoed until the day before release.
Always a good sign.
Always a good sign. Just a big ringing endorsement. But then again, you know, it's James Cameron. People have bet and lost when they bet against him. So... Yeah. This could surprise everyone, I guess.
Yeah, and look, you're not going to stop them going to see it.
Yeah, no. You're not going to stop people from going to see it, yeah.
Okay, Brian Lloyd and Nadine O'Regan, thank you both so much. That's all we have time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.